Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 16th of November 2023. Today's topic is Hindrances to Prayer 2. Our text today is taken from Mark chapter 11 verses 20 through 26. Verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedst is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Verse 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. Verse 26. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Our memory verse today is taken from Mark chapter 11 verses 25 and 26. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. John Mason said, without forgiveness, life is governed by an endless cycle of resentment and retaliation. Jesus prayed much and encouraged his disciples to pray. He also taught them how to pray. However, he warned against not forgiving as a hindrance to prayers. He narrated a fearful parable to illustrate the danger of lack of forgiveness. A man was handed over to the tormentors, though he pleaded for mercy, because he refused to forgive his debtor. Offenses come every day, and people can hurt us willfully or unintentionally. Sometimes the wound is so deep that it is difficult to forgive. But, as a child of God, you cannot afford to harbor bitterness and offenses in your heart. Unwillingness to forgive will pollute your spirit and hinder your prayers. When you forgive someone, you set a prisoner free, yourself. Yes, you are helping yourself most when you forgive others their offenses. Sow mercy, and you will reap mercy. Ask for grace from God to forgive all that have offended you. Then you will see your relationship with God flow freely, and your prayers will be answered. Quote for the day: sow mercy and reap mercy. The challenge for today is: offenses come every day, and we should forgive offenders. Prayer. Lord, give me the grace to forgive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.